Welcome to the Hair of the Dog podcast. This is Nicole, and this is a special podcast episode brought to you directly out of the Hair of the Dog Academy. Inside the Academy, our members have the opportunity to schedule laser coaching calls. And not only are these calls beneficial for them, but they get shared inside the community so that all of our other members can benefit from them. What we've done is we've taken the very best of our laser coaching calls, the ones that I know you guys have questions for as well, and we are bringing them to you here as some bonus episodes on the Hair of the Dog podcast. Now, I'm not promising them every week, but periodically we'll be releasing new laser coaching calls out here on the podcast on Thursdays. So keep checking your podcast player and get ready for 15 to 20 minutes of quick laser coaching to get some quick wins, get some questions answered, and helping our members and you move forward in your business. If you want to learn more about how you can become a Hair of the Dog Academy member too, simply go to hairofthedogacademy.com/academy and check it out. We'd love to have you inside our pack. Now stay tuned for the laser coaching. And when I say laser coaching, is it just me or do you picture little cats with laser beams too? That would make this even more fun, but I digress. No cats with laser beams, but some incredible business knowledge about to happen. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Hair of the Dog podcast. If you're a pet photographer ready to make more money and start living a life by your design, you've come to the right place. And now, your host, pet photographer, travel addict, chocolate martini connoisseur, Nicole Begley.
Hey, everybody. Nicole here from Hair of the Dog, and I'm here with Jessica. And we are going to do some laser coaching on pricing, which is my favorite. Woohoo! I know you love pricing too, Jessica.
Yes.
Pricing is just awesome. I love numbers. So anyway, tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do here.
So my goal is to up my session average from where it's at now, which is about $1,300 to $2,400.
Okay.
And I'm just looking for any ways that I'm either shorting myself or I'm sabotaging that from happening. I did some restructuring, so I'm just trying to tweak it a little more to see if I'm missing anything obvious.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And I have your price list here, which it all looks good. There's nothing I see crazy standing out, but I do have some ideas for sure. But first, tell me, I guess, what do people usually buy? What's kind of your average sale consist of?
Most people are buying something for the wall, and that tends to be the framed print.
Okay.
And then I have people that if they don't want something for the wall, they're going right to an album.
Okay, okay. Are the people that are doing something for the wall, are they doing that and albums? Or are they doing that and extra stuff? Or are they usually just kind of purchasing that one product?
It's a mix between an album or like a smaller boutique add-on.
Gotcha. Okay. Awesome. So some of the things I see in here that I think could really up your average sale is first I would maybe put these collections up front.
Okay. That was one of my questions.
Yes. So I would put these up front with like, hey, here's some different things you can have. One of the other ways to make these like really huge, when actually I think the key really to upping that sale is by playing with your digital files, of having those on a bonus schedule or available as an add-on for, you know, adding them into some of your collections. Like if you added all of your digital files to this one, or even a collection, like you can choose, I don't know. I tend to go with like my highest package. They just get everything. I mean, I'm editing almost all those images for their album anyway. So editing more digital files, like they're pretty much all getting edited anyway. So there's not extra time, and it adds so much value to them, and it costs you like nothing, especially since you're already editing them anyway. So that's something to consider there. The other option, if you didn't want to include them, you know, like the gold one, maybe you include all, and then the silver, maybe you include, you know, like the deluxe, and then this lower one, they don't get any digital files. So that's an option. Another option is your bonus schedule up here. I'm wondering, well, first I have a question. Let me find it. Here we go. This accordion album.
Yes.
Is it easy to edit, or does it make you crazy creating it? Like what kind of time?
It's super easy. It's just drag and drop.
Awesome. Very good then. Okay. I know I used to do those sometimes, and I hated making them because like it seemed like whatever images I wanted to put in there didn't fit, and
Yes.
So I stopped doing those. But if it's easy for you, then that's great because people love them. So yeah. So with these, I'm wondering if you have some sort of like, you know, you start off your price list with, you know, your guarantee and talking about what we do, start at the end, yada, yada, yada. And then you have the collections, and then you can have the bonus schedule, which you could even, sorry, I'm like, mine's going quickly. you could even, because here's the challenge sometimes when you have a bonus schedule and the collections is, if they order a level 3 collection, do they still get the bonus schedule? Which for this, it makes sense that they probably still do, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah.
But then if you are doing the bonus schedule with digital files, sometimes that makes it a little bit more complicated. You know, you could do the level 3, like make it spend $2,500 because that gets you to your goal. And then they receive those two bonuses, the 3x3 accordion albums and the mm-hmm. session slideshow and the digital files. Like, boom, done. Hold on, warrior collections.
Way at the end.
Yeah. No, that's digital files. Here we go. You know, and you could even... Well, how's that feel? Like, how does it feel about using digital files as pull-throughs?
So I've struggled with this because for a while I was only including the social media file.
Yep.
But this year, one of the things I was going to try to do was actually just give them the high resolution with whatever they ordered. So if it was an album, they would potentially, if they're putting all their images in, get that.
Yeah.
Because I'm editing them anyway, so I don't feel like, you know, and they're asking for it. So I don't know what the point of not doing that would be, but that's where I'm struggling.
Yep. So this is what I would do. So in the case of an album, if they order a single album, well, that's where that bonus schedule comes in too. Like, you can do it two different ways. Let me find your albums. Hold on. They're over here. Here we go. So yeah, so your albums are a good price point to be able to say, hey, it's included. And that's a nice marketing piece. You know, maybe you just have it as in the 12x12, your images are included. And in the 10x10, you can add them for, you know, $200 or something. Or you can, here's what I'm thinking too. Sometimes, like, if you have it here and you're saying, hey, images are included, even if you do like a little like button or something here that people see that, they're not going to see that as much. What they're going to notice is this bonus schedule. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Let me go back up. They're going to come through and they're going to be like, oh, okay, collections. Gotcha. Okay, bonus schedule. You know, and then I would just make it clear, like, hey, the bonus schedule is available to you whether you choose to order a collection or if you order everything a la carte. And yeah, I would just put some digital files, start just adding those digital files in as ways that like make everything just so much more valuable, but it's not going to add to your work. So that $2,500, you know, make level 3, $2,500, level 2, $1,500, and maybe level 1s. You could even change to 1,000.
Okay.
Or you can keep it at 800 if you want to keep something, you know, a little bit more reachable for them, you know, and maybe at 1,500, you'd have to see this. Here we go. This I think would fit with your goal of wanting to test out that digital files are included. Maybe at 1500, the bonus is these two things that are already here, your 3x3 accordion album, your session slideshow, and all the digital files of all ordered images. So you're not editing any others. But then at 2500, they get all the digital files.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, because I think by having it here and highlighting it here, people are going to be like, ooh, I get that. Okay, awesome. And then on your collections, you know, I would put in there basically because they're going to get those bonuses. So like just add those bonuses in here, you know,
okay.
Like they're getting so much more stuff. So they see, oh, okay, the gold, I'm getting all my digital files. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
And whatever the silver would be. Yeah. I think that would, having that, I think will really just pull up that average because everything else, you know, without that kind of something really, gosh, people want the digital files. So why not give it to them after they purchase what we want them to have? Because, you mm-hmm. know, we don't want them to buy just digital files because then I feel like they're going to sit on their computer. They'll never enjoy them. But right. They bought the artwork. They bought the album. Why not use that as a way to, you know, increase our sales and give them more of what they want?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good.
Awesome.
Is what's in the collections okay in terms of variety and...
Yeah.
I had one question about albums. I have two right now
yep.
that I let them put all of their images in if they want.
Yep.
I love the 10x10 size and I really love my 12x12. Is yep. there any benefit to adding an 8x8 as an actual album, even though I have a small 5x5 that I only offer as an add-on?
Yeah.
I hate the 5x5 and no one really buys it, but... I'm wondering if there was any pull to adding an 8x8.
If you did an 8x8,
the number of images inside.
Yeah, I would limit the images, you know, and make it something that's like $9.99, and, yeah. but it only has 10 images in it or something.
Okay.
You could definitely test that. And that would also make sense because it's right in line with then this folio box, you know,
yeah.
$9.99. Yeah. I mean, you can always test it and see.
Okay.
And it might having that, well, you have this high-end one, so yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that might actually add to where people want an album, you know, but they don't necessarily want to spend this much for an album.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe they're like, oh, I would love to put, you know, some of my favorite ones in there. And, you know, you don't have to put it in your product guide, but you can always use it as, hey, I'm doing, you know, I ordered this beautiful wall piece or a wall gallery and I want to add on an album. You know, I mean, you can always add some more images in there in the sales room comp
mm-hmm.
for them. Let's say, you know, if they have 12 images or 15 or something like that. Okay, sure.
Okay.
But yeah. What else? What other questions do you have about your price list? Does that feel...
That was the major thing. I was also wondering, and I think based on what you told me, I feel better. I was just wondering if going create your own collection wasn't a better option, which I used to do, but I think my discount was too high. I was at 25%. And then I looked at how much I was giving away and I'm like, I don't know how it feels.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that will get me to where I want to be every time.
I mean, you can test it for sure. I found, at least in my experience, when I had the create your own collection versus my bonus, it's kind of a trade-off. I feel like my bonus one, where they got the complimentary digitals of $2,500, I got to my, you know, goal of $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I got to $2,500 a lot because a lot of people wanted that. They wanted the digital files for free, even though obviously they were paying for them
right.
in other ways. So I was there pretty consistently. Mm-hmm. With the create your own collection, it's been some people less, but some people way more. So I think it evened out to about the same, but it's not as consistent.
Yeah.
Because the reason I changed to test the create your own collection is that I felt like I was capping my sales because so many people were getting the digital files for free.
Okay.
But that was my goal. You know, I could have just upped, I think what, you know, you could have just upped the you get your free digitals at 3,000, you know, or 3,500. So,
right.
I don't know. I loved my free digital bonus schedule. It worked really well.
People do ask occasionally, like, no, I've had one lady that just buys digitals and she's the only one, but everyone else will kind of inquire if they get the high resolution. And
yeah.
I hate to say no because I've already edited them. Like, it's really not a big deal for me just to send those. But I think trying it in a bonus schedule would probably work really well.
Yeah. Because then they're like, oh, yeah, I'll order that one more thing because I get those for free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay.
Yay. Let us know how it works, how it goes.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Hair of the Dog podcast. If you want to check out the show notes for access to any of the links that we shared in this episode, as well as any additional resources, simply go to www.hairofthedogacademy.com/68.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Hair of the Dog podcast. If you enjoyed this show, please take a minute to leave a review. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss our upcoming episodes. One last thing. If you are ready to dive into more resources, head over to our website at www.hairofthedogacademy.com. Thanks for being a part of this pet photography community.